Okay, so this is a topic requested by an individual living in Boca, Eitan Austin. He called me up to see if I could speak about Daf Yomi and whether one should do Daf Yomi, who should be doing Daf Yomi, how to do Daf Yomi, listening to Shir online, being present in a Shir, how to do Chazara, how to review things, other suggestions, other recommendations. So let's talk about that. I'm not telling them what they should or shouldn't be doing, but let's just talk about some a nice piece of advice and some suggestions of how to make Daf Yomi the best it can be. So we saw this Gemara so many times throughout learning this the series on the Working Jew. So we'll just start with it again. This might be the last shiur on the Working Jew. I'm not sure yet. Next week there's not going to be shiur because of Hanukkah, but I haven't decided what I'm doing afterwards just yet, but we'll find something nice to learn either way. So the Gemara says in Shabbos number one here, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, and Aleph as follows. Amar Rava, Rava says, B'sha shemachnis an adam ladin. The moment when a person goes to Yom Hadin, when a person goes to Bezdin Shamala, so the din is, Omer la, we say to him, Nasatev and Nasatev Bemuna. The first question they ask him, which is what we've been dealing with much until most of the Shirim up until now, is how honest the person was in business. And kavat itim la Torah. And the second question we're asked is, were we kavay itim? Did we set aside time to learn? So that's what we're going to discuss now. We'll get to at the end how Rabbi Nachman says really these two questions are intertwined: how one does business and how one's kavay itim. But let's talk about kavay itim. So Daf Yomi, of course, is a great way to be kavay itim. There are many other ways also to be kavay itim. You know, there's now a Daf HaShavua. There's other types of people who learn Dir Shu Mishabur every single day. There's certainly other ways to learn being Kovei Itim. A person can have just their own Chavrusa, it's Kovei Itim. It doesn't have to be Daf Yomi, obviously. But there is a certain value to learning Daf Yomi in terms of Kviyas Itim, in that you're part of the you know, Klal Yisrael. Is like, I don't know the percentages, I don't know the numbers, but you feel part of Klal Yisrael in a much greater way because thousands, tens of thousands of Jews throughout the world, so many different countries and languages, our continents are learning Daf Yomi. You're part of a bigger picture. You feel very connected to the other Yidden when you learn Daf Yomi. And you could go to a wedding and talk to someone in whatever that Daf was that day. You could go to whatever event. You could meet a Jew in the subway seeing a Jew learning Daf Yomi. There's a certain connection that you have in learning Daf Yomi. So that's a type of way that you could kovei itim, and you could also, again, connect to Yidden throughout the world. So I'm reminded of what the Rav Yisachar Friend said two cycles ago. The CMS Shas in Madison Square Garden, he made a Gemara there very famous. So it's worthwhile just speaking about how, you know, Jews, and he had stories showing how Jews held on to like the Daf, how it like saved them from whatever struggles they were going through, difficulties in life. So the Gemara is number two here, the Gemara Yevamos Daf, Kuf Yudalad, rather Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Tanya. Amar Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel says, Pam achas, one time, ha'isi mehalich b'sfina. I was traveling on a boat. Ra'isi sfina achas shenishbra. I saw that a boat nearby had broken, had capsized. Ha'isi mitstar al talmud chacham shabai. I was aware that there was a certain talmud chacham that was on that boat, and I was troubled, concerned what happened to that yid. Who was the person traveling? It was none other than Rabbi Akiva. Uchshalisi bi'abasha. When I got to the dry land, it says Rabbi Gamliel, Bava Yashav V'dan Lefanai Ba'alacha. Rabbi Kiva came and he sat in front of me. He was talking in halacha. So I said, Rabbi Kiva, wait a second, what happened to you? Amarti lo benim mi halacha. Who brought you up from the water? I saw that your whole boat just splintered into pieces. So Amr Li, he says, Daf Shosvina Nizdamr Li, which literally means I caught a board of the boat. It was keeping it, holding me afloat. Gal v'gal shebalai. Every time a big wave came, and nati lo roshe, I ducked my head. I was able to avoid it. I was surfing on the waves, and mikan amru chacham. And we learn a certain halacha from this. Fine, but what Rav Yisachar Friend did to this Gemara, he says a person holds on to a daf shel Gemara, you know, holding on to the daf, traveling through the subway, traveling through the challenges in this world, holding on to that daf keeps a person very stable and strong and connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connected to all of Klal Yisrael. So just last week, a lady reached out to me. I can't say who because you'll see why in a second. I want to give it away. Maybe in 2 weeks I'll tell you who it is. But she wanted to get her husband a present for finishing a Shas. And someone here in this room, by the way. No one present here. But she wanted to get a present for her husband finishing Shas, making a Siyum this year. Not in this room. Yeah, sorry. It could be also they're doing, you know, it could be also Mati Weipitz, but not every lady asked me for advice on gifts. But she wanted to know, she wanted to get a gift. So she sent me a picture of, it looked like a daf of brachos on the wall. And there was a glass cover that said a phrase. So she didn't like that phrase that was on the... So she asked me what's a good phrase that she could put on this frame of the picture to give her husband. What would be meaningful to her? So if you want, you could tell your wives to get a present for you, whoever finishing... Shit, it's a very, it seemed like a very nice present. So I suggested the first thing that came to mind was a gemara that appears a few places in Shas that says, number three here, Damrisa Ashe Mishaba Lakan V'tamud B'yada. Praiseworthy is he who comes here. He is referring to Bezdin Shemala up to Shemaim. And Talmud B'yada, he's holding on B'yada, he's holding on to Talmud, he's holding on to Gemara. He's grabbing on to Gemara, that's what he's holding on to. So I thought it was a very nice, you know, suggestion. So then she writes back to me, she's at work, busy crying. This couldn't have been a more perfect phrase than this. And I don't know why, it was very nice, I didn't realize it was that impactful. But you never know what's going on the other end of the phone. So she felt this was very moving, and she loved this. Great.
You're condemning somebody to go up to business?
Not condemning. This is inevitable. We all, after 120, we're all going to be there. How are we going to present ourselves? Empty-handed? Wads of cash? Are we going to have wads of daf of Gemara? So Talmud B'yada. So what does it mean Talmud B'yada? Talmud B'yada means Talmud. So it doesn't mean just like one masechta. I know they always taught us that each person should be like kona one masechta that they own, so they go to Beis Din Shel Mal and they have their masechta. There's an ending to that. But Talmud B'yada means the entire Talmud. You have to finish all of Shas. We have the obligation. The question is, what pace does a person go? So how do you go through all of Shas? How do you go through Daf Yomi? So let's learn a Gemara, which we've done in the past number of years ago together, about the six Sidrei Mishnah, about trying to cover all of Shas. So the Gemara tells us, this is also in Shabbos, we've done a few times the past few weeks, where the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Lam Alf Ben Alf, Amar Ish Lakish, Shemai Dichsev, what does it mean in the Pasuk, Vayu Amina, Emunas Itecha, Chosen Yeshuas, Chachmas, Vadas, Vegomer, what does this Pasuk mean? Emunas is Zeh, Seder, Zerom, like we discussed last week, Emunas is trusting Hashem, that's Zerom. And then Itecha, your times, Ace, Zeh, Seder, Moed. Chosen, Zeh, Seder, Nashim, Yeshua, Zeh, Seder, Nezikim, Chachmas, Seder, Kachim, Vedas, Zeh, Seder, Tar. So we know there are six Sidrei Mishnah that we have to go through. Now, it's not easy for us to go through this. It's the challenges we have. So we're not the only ones who go through the challenges of not going through the six Sidrei Mishnah, but look at the following story. The Gemara, Bab Metzia Daf, Kuf Yudalad, Amr Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Le, Lav Kohen Humar. So what's going on here? So the Gemara is talking about Rabba Bar Avuha, Abohu rather, was in the Beis Kvaros once, in a non-Jewish cemetery. And he had a certain Shaila. Eliyahu Navi appeared to him. He had Gili Eliyahu Navi. He appears to Rabba Bar Avuha, and Rabba Bar Avuha asks him a question about whatever they were learning. So Eliyahu gives him the answer. And then Rabba says to him, Amar Le, Lav Kohen Humar, don't we know Eliyahu is a Kohen? Right? He's from Pinchas, he's a Kohen. So my time of Kaimar be Beis HaKfaros. What are you doing? It's a cemetery here. Kohen's not allowed to be in a cemetery. What's Eliyahu Navi doing here? So it's a very good question. So there's Tosafot there on the side that says Eliyahu may not have been a Kohen really. You know, Pinchas was a Kohen, but he may not have been a Kohen. But we are assuming he was a Kohen. So what's he doing in the Beis HaKfaros? So Amar Lei, Eliyahu says to him, Lo Masni Mar Taros, Rabba Bar Avuha, did you not learn Seder Taros? I mean, come on. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Kivrein shel nachrim ein metamim. Kever of a non-Jew is not the metamim. Shinei martez na pasuk ve'etein sonit son marisi adam atem. That you're an adam. Atem krim adam you. B'nei Yisrael are called adam. Vein nachrim krim adam. But a nachri is not called an adam. Only an adam whose mace is metame. But not a nachri that's mace. There's no tumas oel. Okay, so it's a good kasha he had. So what's his response? Rabba Bar Avuha says back, Amar Lei, Bar Ba lo matzina b'shisa matzina. So four Siddharm of Shas I can't go through. You expect me to go through six Siddharm Mishnah? I can't go through all of the four we have in Gemara. What do you have in Gemara? We have Moed, we have Nashim, we have Nezikim, we have Kachim, we have those four. I can't go through those four, let alone Taros and Zeram as well. What do you expect from me? So Eliyahu didn't understand why not. Amar Lei, am I? Why not? What's the big deal? I say to you guys, what's the big deal to go through Daf Yomi? What's the big deal? It's 7.5 years. You could stick to it. So Amar Lei, he says, Dechikili Milsa. Times are tough. I need to make a parnasa. How do I make a parnasa and also learn to go through all six Siddur Mishnah? So Dabri Avlai, the Gan Eden, they said, so what happened? So Eliel said something, and he brought him to Gan Eden. Right, nice. So we don't have that luxury. So Amalei, so he tells him, Pasha Glimecha, take off your shirt. So Abba Barvua takes off his shirt. And Safi Shakomani Tafri started collecting fruit from Gan Eden. That's a pretty neat thing. This is the Gemara, but not a, Bab Maisa. This is a Gemara in Bab Metzia. So Sava Shakil, he takes. Kiava Nafik Shama, so he starts collecting all the fruit. And then suddenly he's about to leave Gan Eden, and there's a sound, a voice that comes out, and it says, Man ka achil la'alma Rabba Baravua. Who's taking the Olam Habaschar of Rabba Baravua? Nafich, he got scared, he dropped it, Shadinu, he threw out all the fruit, he took his shirt with him, Afil Hachi, Asila Glimi, he had his shirt still, and Sacha Glimi is able to squeeze out all the smell, the recha, of this shirt that was collected from the fruit. He put it into a jar of some sort. Zavne, he sold it, Betresa Alfi Dinera, for a lot of money. Pagin lechasnavasa, he gave it to his sons-in-laws, he didn't take it for himself. Okay. But this is the Maisa. So he said, I can't go through four Sidre Mishnah. How can I go through six Sidre Mishnah? That's a fascinating Rashi, which comments in which four, which six did he learn, did he not learn? So the as a background, before I go through Rashi, the Gemara in Chagiga that tells us that the Malachim have four angels, four wings, the Pasuk says, and there's another Pasuk that says angels have six wings. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Four wings, six wings? So the Gemara says that one's Bizman and Beis HaMikdash Kaim, one's Bizman Shiloh Beis HaMikdash Kaim. With the reference to, I don't remember if the Gemara says, I forgot to look it up, or the Gra says this, that Bizman and Mikdash, there are six wings because they're the six Sidrei Mishnah, which correspond to the six relevant Siddharim. All Zoram is relevant, Tyros are relevant, Kachim, certainly Moed, Nashim, and Ezekiel are all relevant, Bizman and Mikdash. And then Bizman and Churban, Bizman is that only four Siddharim that are relevant. Which ones are relevant? So look at Rashi to explain which ones are relevant. Number six, he writes, Barba lo matzina, I can't go through four Sidrei Mishnah. Which four is he referring to? Begir Siddhar Basidrin, reading through four, Moed, Yeshuos, which is Nezikin, Nashim, those three, Sheinogos Bizmanazeh, Ki Bizmanazeh Bias. Those three, Moed is certainly relevant, Bizmanazeh, Nezikin is certainly relevant, and Nashim, those three are definitely relevant. Which is the fourth? The Kodshim, Nami, Dichsev, Becholmakom, Muktar, Mugash, Lishmi, wherever you are, Becholmakom, you can always be Maktir or Carbon to me. How's that possible? We don't have a base of Mikdash. Certainly not Har Bias. Certainly not here in Woodmere. So how do you mock the, how is the base of Mikdash Kodshim relevant Bizman Hazeh? So he writes, Eilu Tamidi Chachamim, this is a Gemara in Merachos, he quotes, Ha'oskim b'halachos avoda, b'hilchos avoda, b'chomakum. They learn Kodshim wherever they are. It's Ma'ala Alav, says the Gemara, it's considered Ke'ilu Makriven Osam b'beis ha-Mikdash. So by you learning Kodshim, it's as if you're bringing Kodshim. So it is relevant Bizman Hazeh. When you say the Karban Tamid in the morning, it's Ke'ilu you're bringing Makriv the Karban Tamid. So it's also relevant. However, Zeraim and Taros, those are not relevant Bizman Hazeh in Chutzlarts. There's no Zeraim out here. Very little Zeraim that affect us in Chutzlarts. Taros don't affect us. And by learning Zeraim and by learning Taros, it's not as if you're being fulfilling the mitzvahs. That's only by Kachim do say such a din. So those four Siddharim of Gemara are relevant to the Bavli. Now the Yushalmi, just to complete the package, Yushalmi doesn't have Kachim, but they do have a Gemara and Zeraim. Because Zeraim is relevant in Eretz Yisrael. What about Kachim? The Yushalmi doesn't say anywhere this concept of Kola Omer Kilu Hikrif. It doesn't work for the Yushalmi. That's for a different reason we could explain at a different time. So either way, there's four Siddharim of Gemara in Bavli and the four Siddharim of Gemara in Yushalmi. But they're not six Siddharim. But we see here that Eliyahu HaNavi is pushing that you have to learn to all Siddharim. Certainly four, if not six. So we're focusing on the Daf Yomi Gemara. We're not focusing on Mishnayos. So leave aside Taros and Zeraim for now. But at least the four that are relevant to us, we have to know what we're doing. So Eliyahu is pushing Rabba Baravua. So how does one accomplish this? Certainly, you know, going through Daf Yomi, one of the biggest challenges of Daf Yomi, there are really two challenges. One is that it's hard to understand some of the concepts. Number two, it's hard to remember the concepts. Even if I understand today's Daf, to remember the next day is also hard. After 7 days, now there's seven Daf I need to know. After a month, there's 30 Daf I have to know. So how do you deal with the difficult concepts that come up, Yivamos and Erevin, and how do you deal with remembering everything that you're supposed to be learning? So there was a there's a very nice interview, the OU's, the Jewish Action, that came out last week, and they had a very nice interview of Rabbi Leibowitz, Rabbi Elephant, and Rabbi Edelman, I think it was, yes, these three, Magidei Shirin Daf Yomi. And there's some insightful answers that they offered, these questions of, you know, how do you learn through things you don't understand? How do you do Chazara? So I'll share with you one of the questions and answers, one of the give and takes between the one interviewing, I think it was David Beshefkin was writing this article maybe, and Rabbi Leibowitz. So the question was, does learning Daf Yomi change one's appreciation of Gemara? So this answer, I think, will help us understand why you should be learning, even though you may not understand what you're learning. So Rabbi Leibowitz's response was that doing the daf gives one a better appreciation of the cadence and the rhythm of the Gemara. You just kind of get the way things flow. Even though you don't understand it, you get to read. The reading itself gets better, even though the understanding might not be there at that given time. I remember, I think Mike and I got interviewed together with Rabina, right? It's together, right? And I assume Shalom also got interviewed, not with us, but you also got an interview. We all went to Hakotel together. So in the interview, he asks us to just read, but don't explain. He picked up an open, ran the Gemara, who knows where, Nazir, and start reading. So, and that was the interview. It wasn't, I didn't understand what I was reading. I'm happy he didn't ask something I did understand. But Nazir, just read it. He's able to figure out the way you read something, how the flow is. You understand the rhythm of things. So that itself has a lot of value to it. So even if one doesn't remember every Gemara he learns, he develops a sense of how the Gemara uses terminology and ideas and what types of questions the Gemara would ask. To really understand any kind of learning, one needs to get a broad picture of the language of the discipline. So there's the building blocks. Rav Schacht always suggests you want to learn halacha, don't learn Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is very dense. It's hard to learn. You first open up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, cover to cover. Much easier. You finish Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you then advance to the Chai Adam, which is a little bit more Ian. And then after you finish Chai Adam, then you can go through the Mishnah Berurah. It's a little broader. It's more detailed. But you have to first figure out the overview. So the Kitzur gives you the overview of different topics that are there. It's like Aleph Beis. First you know what an Aleph is, and a Beis, and a Gimel. And then you start putting things together. More details, words, and then you have sentences, and paragraphs, and articles, and Daf of Gemara. But these are building blocks. So when I learn a Daf of Gemara, the first thing I do is I look down the whole page first. I don't read it. I just look at it, and just kind of scan where there's a Mishnah, where there's a two dots. I make underlines to break up. You know, the Gemaras don't have paragraphs. But I've underlined, whenever there's two dots there, or there's a new topic, or there's a new tashma, I'll underline, so I know there are like 10 paragraphs on this page, in my mind. And then I learn down, it's broken up, as opposed to looking at 40 lines of Gemara, it's overwhelming. So now I've broken up first, and then after I broke up where I want to go, then I start learning it one by one. So it's very, very important to be able to just read through things, even though you don't understand. Now, ideally, understanding's better, no question about that. But in terms of at least, even though you don't understand, there's a value to this. Now, I assume Rabbi Leibowitz, when he had said this, he knew the Gemara as well in Avodah Zarah. Take a look inside number 7. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there tells us that Amar Rava Rava says, Li'olam yilmad adam Torah, v'acharkach yege. A person should first learn, and then he should be yege. Yege means to be more involved in Ian. I mean, this first bekiyas you do, and then you do Ian. You can't do Ian if you haven't done Bekiyas first. I want to do a sugya on this Daf Gemara. First, I have to understand Pshat. And then I can start looking at Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rush and others. So that's what the Gemara says first. Shenemar b'Toras Hashem, v'hadar b'Toras Yehege. First, you have to understand the Toras Hashem, the broader view of the Gemara, and then you can be ma'ayin to what's going on. And then the Gemara says one step further, Rava says himself, Li'olam ligres inish. A person ligres means like girsa, to read the text. A person should learn the text, afagav demishkach, even though he forgets. We'll get to how to deal with forgetting in a second. V'afagav delo yoda maikamar. Even though he doesn't understand what he's saying, there's a value in learning anyways. A person should learn even though he doesn't understand. Just keep pushing through. Keep pushing through. They're going to be dafim of Gemara, pages of Gemara, lines of Gemara. You're not going to understand, but keep pushing through. And he goes along the Gemara to bring a pasuk. So we see there's a value, whether it's because you're learning the cadence and the rhythm, that's all very, very helpful in understanding Gemara. Now, the ultimate goal really, of course, is to understand how things work. But there's levels. Just reading through, even without understanding, helps you build some familiarity. And then you could go on and learn more Ian. Someone called me from Boca, a different person, a few weeks ago. He wanted to start taking on learning Shas at a very fast pace. So he asked me some advice about it. And I said to him that he wanted to give up some learning in Ian, he was telling me about. So I said, for myself at least, I don't learn Bekiyas just to learn Bekiyas per se. I learn Bekiyas to help my Ian learning. I said, I don't suggest you drop your Ian learning. If you're learning an Ian, so you should learn Ian. The Bekiyas just helps you understand the broader picture of the Ian. Now, when I'm doing preparing a sugya on this shir, let's say, which is not really an Ian shir right now, it's a different type of shir, but if I'm seeing an Ian shir, so then I happen to come across Gemara Nazir that I saw in Bekiyas, it actually helps me understand the Ian. So Bekiyas itself has a value, but the real goal is to get to learn a Be'in. So it shouldn't be just pshat. A person should also add Ian to it. So that's why even if you learn the Daf Yomi, some Daf Yomi Shirim will incorporate some Ian, they'll incorporate some Halacha, but I would recommend that still you should listen to additional Shirim that are more Ian-based, aside from just the Bekiyas that one might be learning. We're actually just starting, I sent it around, we're starting a new weekly Daf Yomi Halacha Shir. With a few rabbanim each week, one of the rabbis are going to give a shir, a halachic shir, on a sugi that comes up during that week of Daf Yomi. And just to add a little bit different, a little bit flavor to the Daf Yomi, to add something more Ian-based. Because really the idea of learning Bekiyas at a fast pace is to help facilitate the Ian learning, and of course, which the ultimate is Al-Liba de Hilchasa, the Psak Halacha. But there is a fascinating Rabbi Nachman who understands Bekiyas learning and fast-paced learning in a bit of a different light here, that even the Bekiyas learning has a value in its own right. So he writes, this is a sefer of Mesila Nala, which is a likud of various pieces of Rabbi Nachman from a different svarim, about how he, different things he had done, but this is the topic of how he learned, was Hanhaga was Belimud. And it's written here that if a person doesn't, he spoke a lot about balancing business and learning. So he starts up by saying that the person ain't lo panai lomo. The guy's got no time to learn. Machamas sh'osik b'masamatan. He's busy. He's got a business. He's a doctor. He's a lawyer. He's a businessman.
He's on the sheet, Rabbi?
He's not on the sheet, no. He says, Amar sh'afa pikein roi lo lachtof ezazman. He has to grab. He has to steal time. You speak about this a lot. Lasuk b'tor b'choyom. He needs to steal time somehow. That's what it means. We ask me, start off this shir, Adam kavata itim latar was kavamin. You and I would translate kaveh to a set time. But he defined it based on a pasuk in Mishlei. And I'm not sure if those who've learned Rabbi Nachman so much. Rabbi Nachman's Bekiyas and Tanakh and Gemara was incredible. So like he knew every pasuk. So there's a pasuk in Mishlei apparently that the word kava means kava es kovem nefesh. What keva means there in Mishlei is shalom es adam im gazel min hazman, means to steal. Did you steal time to learn? Because when a person's so busy, you have to make time to learn. So that's the first thing. In terms of Kviyas Eitim, a person's able to set 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, 9 o'clock at night, whatever it is, that's great. But if a guy can't, you have to find time to be Kaveh, which means to be Chotev, to grab times to learn. So then he writes, I'll come back to the piece about forgetting, and actually we'll read it right now about forgetting, because this is, again, I think they're hand in hand. He says, the Sfarim speak about that... the idea of forgetting, we'll think of Eitz how to remember better. But Bishvil Zeh, you know why Shicha was given, why forgetting was given to us? Why it sounds like it's a bracha. In Chassidus, everything that's a klala rather, everything that's a klala in Chassidus is really a bracha. Every single case. So what's the bracha in Shicha? Shicha is a klala. We forget things, right? It says no. The Shicha is Kedei Shetiheya Torah Chaviva Al Lomdea Tamid Kisha Rishona. So when you open up brachos, in 2 weeks, so you're going to like be sad at first. Like I learned this 7.5 years ago. I can't remember Mamis, Ikonis, Shema Ba'arvis. It's so sad and pathetic. 7.5 years ago is a long time. And it means you've also aged, which means your memory's gone. But Rabbi Nachman says, no, it's not a...
Thank you for that.
myself included. I have more white hair than you have, probably. So it's a sad reality. He says, no, it's actually a bracha. Because now you could learn that first mission, Maseches Brachos, Kichadash, like brand new, like a fresh, clean, like that exciting, the excitement. There's a guy here a few weeks ago, I told you a bunch of rabbanim here, came to learn a couple of days here in shul. And there's a rabbi, Rav Tzvi Engel, from Chicago. It's a big shul in Chicago. So he's telling us, he has a chavrus, no, he wasn't, someone else was telling us, rather, he made this comment. One of the other rabbis were saying he's learning with a guy who's never went through all of Chumash before, never all of Chumash. And they're doing like parsha, like shot parsha by parsha. They're up to like parshas. What was it up to that time? Like it was the beginning of Bamidbar or something. So Zvi Engel said, wow, he must be like, imagine like what's going on in his mind. Like he hasn't heard about Kriyas Yamsuf yet, you know, like imagine when he finds out about Kriyas Yamsuf, how exciting that might be. So like, that's not exciting to us anymore because we know what happened in the story. But for when it comes to Gemara, so like you have a fresh, clean state of exciting, what's the next Mishnah going to say? What's the next Gemara going to say? There's a certain bracha that's involved in what we forget. So what do you do with this? So there's a famous mashal in the Medrash that tells us that a person who learns and forgets, that a king once hired a number of people to fill up buckets of water. But there were holes at the bottom of the buckets, in the barrels. So, they poured in and it spilled out. They'd fill up the waters and spill out. It didn't make any sense. So the tipshim that were there, the Medrash explained, they said, what's the point of this? Why waste the time? It's ridiculous to fill the buckets up and they're going to just leak right out of the bottom here. So they just sat around and did nothing. But the Chacham said, you know what? Hello, Parham, he's paying me anyways. So let me collect. All right, he's paying me not for the water. He's paying me for doing work, for the Amelis. So let me fill it up. And if it spills, I'll refill it up. I'll get paid anyways. So, okay. So that's the Medrash. So you get paid for the Amelis. But what happens about all the Yediyah, the knowledge? What happens to all the knowledge? I forget. Then you have to learn to know. So Vida says, Rabbi Nachman, Shila Asid, in the future, Maskirnes Adam Komashal Amar. Man will be reminded of everything that he once learned in this world. Afim Shachach, even if he forgot in this world, if you saw it once, you just like look at the page, you read through it, you may have understood it, maybe you didn't even understand it. But whatever you forgot, you're going to be reminded about in the future. Gam b'nei Adam, people, Shehashomim HaTorah, Shel Tzadik HaEmes, Veinam HaVinim also. You hear Tzadik give a shir, and you don't understand what he's saying, La'as in the future, it's all going to click. Bolam Haba, Yavinu, you're going to understand everything. Ki Iker HaTorah Hu L'HaNeshamos. The Iker Torah is for our neshama. So we're not so in tune to our neshama as much as we should be. So my neshama hears it, but, you know, I don't. My body doesn't so much, necessarily. Sheba'olam haba, you are neshamos bekim umasig and hatev as a Torah. The neshamas up in Shemayim will understand everything with clarity. Everything that they heard and learned in this world will become very clear in the world above. So then he recommended, based on this, Rabbi Nachman said that he spoke much about shetov lumod b'mehiris. A person should learn really, really fast. Ulebli ledakte kar bebelima. Not to pay attention, not be as careful. Rak lumod b'pshitas b'zrizas. Learn pshat and go quick. Ulevli lebabel daita. Not to get distracted along the sides. Har bebishas limido. Mainly laden from idea to idea. Just rak yira lahavin adar b'pshitas. Learn very simply. And im lepamim ein yachal avin davar echad. You can't understand a certain thing because the daf yomi is going too fast. Okay, al yamur haber. Don't get stuck in it. V'yanicho so and go weiter. Because as long as you went through it once in this world, so then in the Las Lavo you'll get it again. This is a very different approach. Now I'm not recommending this per se, but it is good chizik for those who feel like that the Havana is not going to be for them. But just to go through Shas even once. Some people say I want to go through Shas just one time. So it's based on this Rabbi Nachman. They may not know it's based on this Rabbi Nachman. There's an idea to do such a thing. Now, I would recommend for those who are more ambitious, those who are more capable, to do more than just that. But yeah, there certainly are going to be times in Daf Yomi, even those who learn a lot, won't understand every piece of Gemara. So there should be a balance of what a person's capable of understanding and doing. But there is such a concept of liolim, as the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah. It's funny. A guy once told me, I quoted a nice chiddush from Rabbi Nachman. I said, it's a Gemara in Pesachim. Some guys learn the things out of order. So Rabbi Nachman's idea of learning fast is really a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's not his chiddush. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, "Liyolam yilmad adam Torah v'achar kach yega, liyolam yigras inish va'afagav demishkach, even though he'll forget, va'afagav dolo yada, even though he doesn't know what's going on." It's mamish what Rabbi Nachman says. If anything's true, the Chazal tells us, anything is true, it's going to be found in the Gemara somewhere. There's a remez to it somewhere in the Gemara, and this is from the Gemara here. So that's the idea of pushing through fast. Now, the challenge is those who want to remember, those who want to know what they're learning. So let's say you understand what you learn. So how are you supposed to remember everything? So, and a really depressing Gemara is a famous Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, which tells us that if a person tells us, I remember Yitzhak, Yomer Lecha Adam, a person tells you, Yagati, Lo Matzasi, I put effort in, I was Magia, put a Melis in, I wasn't able to figure out the MS, Al Tamin, don't believe him. Because if a guy puts Yagia in, he's going to get the Mitzia as well. If a guy tells you, lo yagati, I didn't put any effort in, matatzi, I sat back, put my feet up, and everything just went right in, I was able to absorb and understand anything, don't believe that guy either. Gati matasi, I put effort in and I found the MS and Teiman believe such a person. And then the Gemara says, Hani mile b'divrei Torah. It's only with regards to understanding. Matam matan, siyata hum nishmaya. In terms of business, that's all based on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis and siyata nishmaya fine. And then the Gemara says, l'divrei Torah, even when it comes to Torah, lo amrin ela l'chidude, in terms of having a sharp mind, being analytic, aval la'ok me girsa, to remember things, remember the text, that's siyata nishmaya. Good luck, guys. So if you have a photographic memory like Rav Avadia Yosef, okay. And if you don't, so you don't. That's siyata d'shmaya. I wasn't blessed with such a memory. So does that mean a person should give up? Like, why try to remember? So all siyata d'shmaya. So I ask you the same question. So why should you try to do business? The Gemara says, masa matan don't say siyata d'shmaya. So why try? Because even though it's all based on siyata d'shmaya, still there are etas how to remember. There are etas how to make money. So what are the etas to remember? Yes, some people are gifted with that type of memory. And those of us who are not, doesn't mean we give up. There are other ideas how to implement things. So the Gemara and Erevin spend a lot of time on describing different ways how to remember. So one way to remember is by learning out loud. Learning out loud, the Gemara says, by hearing the words that you're saying is one way to remember. It's a beautiful book I read a few years ago about how to... build one's memory up, strengthen a person's memory. It's fascinating. And the way one does this, a regel achas, is if you're trying to remember a list of something, so you're supposed to create the storyline in your head. So let's say you're trying to go to the supermarket and you have a list, you want to carry a paper and pen, so your wife tells you what to buy, so you try to remember 15 items. So what you do is you imagine walking into your house. So you have a pickle jar in the driveway, and then you have the hot dogs behind that, and then french fries the next thing, and you now create this whole movie in your mind. Now, part of remembering this is not just simply the image, the visual, but also when you speak about the pickle, speak about how the pickles smell. And you start smelling like the sour pickles. And then the french fries, the hot french fries. So once you start dealing with all the different senses, the visual, the hearing things, smelling things, tasting things, that helps create the memory. So there are a number of these etzes, how to strengthen the memory. So one of the things that the Gemara in Erevin says is by davening, rather by learning out loud, by hearing, not only saying it, but by hearing it, those two in combination help a person remember what he's saying. And Weinberger has an interesting way to learn. Rav Weinberger, he learns with earplugs. Because when you whisper, I can't hear myself. Go like that and you whisper, you could hear yourself very loudly. So by actually putting something in your ears, you hear yourself louder. It helps the memory, helps you remember. These are different techniques in terms of remembering, the memory. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, I think he was once asked how he has such a good memory. He says, when you love something so much, you don't forget them. You know, you never forget your children's names. But other people's names I'll forget. But if you love someone, you love something, you won't forget it. So if you learn with that dveikus, with that ava, so that's also a way to remember something. There's a Gemara at the end of Megillah. If you look at number 8 here, Megillah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Ravi, Rabbi Shafti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, call a kori below ni'ima, vishone, below zimra, one who learns without singing, one who learns without singing twice. Is it reading Torah without singing? Vishone, mishnayos without learning. Allah calls him about him. It says, Gam ani nasati lahem chukim lo tovim. He's going to have bad chukim. What that means is, how do you not learn with a song? How do you not learn with a sing song? So singing also helps. You know, my girls know a lot more than my boys know in yeshiva. Why? Because they sing everything. Like, they'll you'll say something, they'll sing like the capitals of the United States of America. They'll tell you something, whatever it's Torah-based, they'll just sing all the different Shisha Siddur Mishnah. My boys, they learn, but they don't learn based on song, so they don't remember things as much. The songs help stick to the memory. It's another way of using the ears. So the beautiful, look at the number 9, the Tosas here, Maseches Megillah. Tosas writes, Hashona below Zimra, Shehoyu Regilim Lishnos HaMishnayos. They would learn Mishnayos Bizimra. They would have songs to the Mishnayos. The Fisha Yushonos Al Pet. They didn't memorize them. How do you memorize? You can memorize them like a dry text, or you can memorize it and put a song to it. Add lyrics to music, and then you remember it much better. Vaidekach, Hayunis Karan Yosef. It helps you remember much better. There is a fascinating Tosas Yontif that explains, we have oftentimes the Gemara, there's a Mishnah that's missing something. And the Gemara says, Chasur Mechzer, there's a line missing, so they fix what it was. How come there's so many mistakes in the Mishnayos? So Tosas Yontif says it was by design, because they would again, sing songs to the Mishnas. They had to go well. They'd be poetic. They had to fit in. Sometimes the words didn't fit in, so they erased a few words so that everything should fit in nicely to the song that they were singing it to. And that's why there's so many chasur mechzeres. So now, in terms of remembering, so we're not going to sing our daf yomi out loud, but saying things out loud or hearing things out loud, hearing a magid shir say it, listening online or in the presence of a magid shir, that certainly helps. A person remember much better. It's also good, people in terms of chazara, that to learn it twice. If you're going to make daf yomi your limud, so it's nice to hear different shirim. The many options to listen to online. So I know some people who will go be present in one shir in the morning and listen to a different daf yomi in the afternoon as a chazara, but it's a different take, a different angle, and those different types you'll hear repeated. But it's sometimes boring to hear the same shir twice. So a different magid shir saying it slightly differently will help the memory as well. It's a built-in chazara too. Now it's brought down here. Rabbi Leibowitz in this interview, he has another suggestion of helping the memory. This is also based on the Gemara in Erevin, which I'm sure Rabbi Leibowitz knows about. But it's in essence what the Gemara in Erevin says. He just actually he incorporates it. So the question that was posed to him was that what advice would you give to someone who is starting to learn daf yomi? What can one do to get the most out of a daf yomi? And as a follow-up, is the daf for everyone? So his answer was in terms of chazara. Come up with a system of chazara and review the material properly. So after each section, I take a bird's eye view. What did this section just say? And for each amud, I write down three or four sentences that summarize that section. And if you can't summarize the idea in a sentence, you probably don't have the clarity that you need. But now what comes up is you go back to the Gemara that he writes. You have three sentences. And instead of seeing 50 lines of Gemara, you have, three sentences. This is what the topic is. And you move on. And there's a built-in chazara. And that's in essence what the Gemara says. A person wants to remember Gemara, you should write simanim, the Gemara says. A mitzuyanim. Have a little simanim. You have often the Gemara like a simon of the next sugyas, or like the simon of Yal Kagam. That's a simon of, it's a mnemonic to help remember things. A shorthand version, it's abbreviation to help remember the different sugyas that are there. Okay, so either way, hopefully this was somewhat enlightening in terms of learning and not feeling discouraged when you don't remember, and hopefully some encouragement of how to remember things better. I'll finish off with one last piece, a beautiful piece that Rabbi Elephant responded in this interview. So he says that the question that was asked to him, how has Daf Yomi changed some of your family dynamics? You take a vacation for only 4 days, you come back and then not waiting for you to catch up. How do you integrate this kind of intense commitment into your family life? So he writes, so he responds, I regard the daf as another child in my family. Just like I have to pay attention to every one of my children, I need to pay attention to the daf. It's a 7 days a week, 365 days a year, serious commitment. When Rabbi Meir Shapiro founded the Daf Yomi program, people often joke that he was a tough boss who gave no vacations. It's a tough job, but being a parent is also a tough job. So viewing a Daf Yomi as your child, to take it with you where you go every single day of the week, that's mamish, a whole new way to live, a whole new perspective. So now imagine now, 7.5 years from now, when you get to that end point, you completed all of Shas, how proud your wife will be, how proud your children will be, how proud your Rebbein will be, and how proud HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be. So hopefully this is some insightful ideas on how to make Daf Yomi something meaningful.